This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tigers in first place. It's been a couple days since we've seen them play, but they're going to get these games in against the Rockies some way, somehow, doubleheader tomorrow. We're joined this morning by the Tiger general manager, Jeff Greenberg. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Everybody's buzzing about this baseball team. As you sit there, what's the biggest reason that this team's off to such a strong start?
Yeah, we've played well so far. Obviously, proud of the performance. You know, I think we've gotten contributions from all parts of the roster. Really good pitching, both out of the rotation and the pen. Pretty relentless offense. We've gotten on base a ton. You know, we've done damage to the baseball. It feels like every night there's a different guy who steps up and does something exciting. So, you know, look, we're only a little over 20% of the season, into the season, but, you know, happy with where we are, proud of the position we've put ourselves in so far, and looking forward to what's ahead.
I want to set this one up in regards to this question. We knew that Colt Keith moving to first base, it didn't bode well in the offseason for Spencer Torkelson. And Javi Baez, we knew that over the first 3 years that he's been in Detroit, the numbers just haven't been there. Last year it was the surgery. Both of those guys have performed well. Who's been the bigger surprise to you guys?
I don't know that I would, you know, characterize either guy as a surprise. Like, we knew coming into the year, you know, we had versatility, we had depth. We felt like that was going to be a strength. We didn't exactly know what it was going to look like on a night-to-night basis. And then obviously we faced some real adversity on the injury front coming out of spring training with the injuries to Parker Meadows and Matt Beerling and Wenzel Perez and a few others coming into the season. But, you know, both guys, you know, have embraced their roles exceptionally well. You know, they've contributed on both sides of the baseball. We've asked them to do different things. They've handled it well. I wouldn't consider either a surprise. You know, we knew coming into the season, versatility for both those guys was going to be a big thing. We were going to ask them to do different things, and they've handled it well, and they've obviously both been a really big part of what we've done so far.
I think part of why John asks is I don't think anybody expected Torque to grab first base as aggressively as he has and solidify his spot as significantly as he has.
Yeah, no, he's been tremendous. You know, he had a good offseason. He made some adjustments, obviously, when we signed, you know, Gleyber Torres. You know, there was a challenge in front of him, and he's really taken a hold of it. You know, he made some adjustments to the swing. He made some adjustments to the approach. His mindset, you know, from day one of when we signed Gleyber into spring training, into the season, has been, you know, fantastic. Just a highly competitive guy who, you know, he's gone out and he's been one of the best hitters in baseball so far. He's a huge reason why we, you know, why we're in the position we're in right now. And obviously a testament to his talent, his work ethic, and his mindset throughout this process.
I know we're obviously keeping an eye on Matt Vierling. We saw that he hit a home run yesterday. He's down in Toledo with the rehab assignment. When he comes up, do you anticipate he's going to play more outfield, third base? And you guys have some tough decisions when that does happen.
Yeah, no, Matty's working through his rehab right now. Hit a home run last night. Obviously good to see him back on the field in a game setting. He's going to continue that progression. It's been DH only to this point. I think the next step at some point in this progression will be to start to get him in the outfield. You know, we haven't put a firm timeline on that, but obviously he's, you know, he's working his way back. You know, when he's ready to get reinstated, we'll figure out the best way to put those pieces together. Like I said a few minutes ago, I think one of the strengths of this team is the versatility, the fact that we have a bunch of guys who can play a bunch of different positions, can move around throughout the lineup on any given night. So, you know, we're not there yet. We don't need to make that decision today. The focus right now is for Matt to continue to progress well through the rehab, which he has so far. You know, he's one of several guys who we kind of have in that bucket who are slowly making their ways back. He's a little ahead of a few others, but that's the focus right now, and we'll take it from there.
Talking to Tiger General Manager Jeff Greenberg. Prior to having you on, we were playing some audio of Austin Jackson, former Tiger. He called out fans who are waiting to see this team fail. Just what's your response to the question of how real the success has been with this ball club right now and the sustainability of it all?
Yeah, I mean, we've played really good baseball. Obviously, our record speaks for itself. And I think if you look at the underlying performance that's gotten us here, you know, I think coming into today, we still have the best run differential in baseball. And I think that's a reflection of the fact that, you know, we've really gotten production from all parts of the roster. We've gotten really good starting pitching, you know, 1 through 5. We feel like every night we have a starter on the mound who's going to give us a chance to win that night's game. Our bullpen has been, you know, really steady throughout. Multiple guys who can finish out a game, multiple guys who can, you know, match up with different pockets of the opponent's lineup and offense that, like I said, you know, we've gotten on base. We've hit for damage. And we have versatility and depth. You know, we're still battling through some injuries. You know, we started the season with a good chunk of guys who we expected to be in our opening day roster on the injury list. You know, AJ's done a fantastic job of putting those pieces together, putting our guys in a position to succeed. You know, the environment in our clubhouse is really good right now, and I expect those things to continue. So, look, like I said up front, you know, we're just over 20% into the season. We got a ways to go. It's important. We can't get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, given where we are right now, we feel like, you know, this is a club that can certainly contend throughout the season.
And everybody loves the pitching staff. Tarik Skubal, obviously the star of the show, but let's jump down the list just a little bit. Jackson Jobe. A lot of people are really excited about what they've seen. And I know there's conversations. I don't know how much you could share about what you've seen from Jackson Jobe, your expectations for him this year, but also how do you manage the innings load for such a young pitcher when you know at this point it looks like you're going to be wanting to have those guys come August, September, and maybe even into October?
Yeah, no, really pleased with, you know, what Jackson's been able to do so far. Obviously extremely talented pitcher, young pitcher who, you know, we're seeing him make adjustments in real time from start to start. Obviously he's got electric stuff, and the adjustments in terms of the game planning, the execution of that planning, the location of his pitches, how to use them. We've seen, you know, real growth, from start to start so far this season. And he's obviously been a big contributor to our success. So want to continue to move in that direction. Like we've, you know, to this point, we've already looked for opportunities to, you know, give him a few extra days. We've, you know, we've moved around a rotation a few times. So we're mindful of that. You know, we're going to do what's best for Jackson's development, and I think you've seen that play out so far in terms of some of the things we've done. But he's in the rotation for a reason, and he's a big piece to our success so far.
John brought up October, and you used the word contention earlier. It is too early when I ask you this question, but I'm curious, you and Scott in the front office, when do you start doing homework for the trade deadline? How does that process begin?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as a general rule, we're always looking for ways to get better. I think that mindset, that applies for 12 months of the year, not just in July leading into the trade deadline. I think early in the season, the focus is always on preserving as much depth, versatility as possible. And that's been, paramount so far as we navigate some of these injuries and the other things you see early in the season with weather and just the early realities of the schedule. And, that work never stops. I think we also can't lose sight of the fact that our biggest improvements, are going to come internally. Like, we've seen that so far. We have a young team full of players who have made a ton of progress. We've talked about Torque, Dylan Bingler, Zach McKinstry are obvious examples, Casey Mize in the rotation. That progress isn't always going to be linear, but that needs to continue to be our focus. And that's the reason why we are where we are right now. And then, in terms of the rest, look, we're going to continue to prioritize versatility, depth. Glaber, the acquisition of Glaber Torres this offseason, I think, was a good example of that, where we feel like, when we signed Glaber, we didn't feel like we had to upgrade it to any one particular position, given that flexibility, given that depth. And that's something that we feel like has been a strength so far and want to continue to leverage moving forward.
But it would be safe to say you guys would be in the position to buy. I know Glaber was a free agent addition, Flaherty an addition, the pursuit of Bregman. I think there were questions about the overall pursuit of improvement going into last offseason. I think you guys have answered some of those questions. Safe to say, planning to buy at the deadline if all goes well?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think we're always going to look for ways to get better. What exactly that means, it's May 7th.
Right.
Our roster is going to continue to evolve, but I think the biggest step we can take right now is, in addition to the, continued improvement of our young group, is to get guys healthy. We talked about Matt Vierling. We've got Parker Meadows working his way through a rehab. Wenzel Perez working his way through a rehab. We just got Bo Brisky healthy back into the bullpen. We've got John Brebbia working his way through rehab. Alex Cobb is working through a rehab. Sawyer Gibson Long is working through a rehab. So, we like the team we have right now. We're obviously proud of the fact that we've been able to navigate some of these injuries with the versatility and depth we have. It's a testament to our players. It's a testament to AJ and our coaching staff, our medical staff as well. And, we have more guys coming over the course of the next weeks and months. And, I think it's important internally to not lose sight of that as well.
You don't get to a position that you're in without at least having some sort of fandom for the game of baseball. When Tarek Skubal takes the mound, especially the last five starts, the numbers are just eye-popping. How good has he been, and how excited do you get? What's your level of excitement when you know it's a Skubal start?
Quite high is the short answer. No, not enough positive adjectives in the dictionary to talk about Tarek and what he means to this team. And it goes without saying, every time he's on the mound, you have a chance to win that night. The way he just goes after opponents, the competitiveness, obviously the stuff, the execution, just the relentless pursuit of getting better, the preparation he pours into every start, the adjustments he's looking to make from start to start. I think there's a contagious effect of that throughout the clubhouse with the rest of our guys too. We talked about Jackson Job earlier. To bring a young guy like that into this environment and to see a guy like Tarek and Jack Flaherty as well prepare the way they prepare from start to start, it's huge.
He's Jeff Greenberg, Detroit Tigers general manager. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's 97.1.
Hey, when you're talking about the summer months coming, and your lawn. You want to have a nice, lush, green yard. We've had some rain. We got some beautiful weather coming up through the rest of the week. It's going to start greening up. It's going to continue to grow. If you want a nice, thick green lawn, you got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. That number, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. You can purchase a full lawn program right now. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. Here are some of the pitfalls. Dandelions. They're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients, so you got to make sure to treat for it now before they go to seed and they make that problem even harder. Crabgrass, another problem. It's not too late, but you got to treat for it now. If you see it later in the summer, it's going to be too late. Now you got to wait till next year. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is going to not give you any runaround. They're just going to fix the problems as they come up, and then you're going to come home and have a beautiful lawn. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years. Michigan owned, Michigan employees, Michigan families. So keep your money here in the state of Michigan. 888-GET-GREEN is on the phone, naturalwaylawn.com on the web. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Got a Lions deal or no deal coming up at 8:35 this morning. Do have some breaking NFL news. George Pickens on the move from Pittsburgh. He's going to Dallas.
Nice compliment to CeeDee Lamb.
They do need a number two receiver.
Yeah.
Third round pick? Is that what I saw?
I think that's correct.
Third
yes.
round pick. Yeah, third round pick. Miscellaneous, so. You know, swaps down the line too. But a third for George Pickens. For Pittsburgh, I think things had gotten sour.
Yeah, they were clearly looking to move on.
They upgraded with Metcalf.
Now they just got to figure out who's going to be throwing the ball in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think if you're Pickens, you're very happy with this.
Yeah. So Dallas, obviously, they addressed the offensive line with Booker in the draft, and they're trying to give Dak Prescott more options, more protection, but more options to throw the ball downfield. I think he is a quality number two. The question is going to be, how does he mesh with the other personalities in that room?
Right, because there's a little bit of this is Pickens a head case. Look, he's great at winning jump balls. He's a great one-on-one receiver. He's going to want the ball. CeeDee Lamb is going to get the ball the most. Mm-hmm. And if they can manage the egos in Dallas, I feel like that's been said for
generations.
Manage the egos out there. Yeah, I think it's a nice move for Dallas and a good move for Pickens. And I don't know. Pittsburgh, I guess, is going to figure it out.
That's very TBD in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Last night, NHL NBA playoffs. Are you aware of what's going on here, where in the NBA, the home team has not won a game yet in any of the series? And in the NHL, we're seeing OT games and comeback wins. The Oilers scored 3 third period goals to pick up a road win in their game.
They've all been pretty exciting. I mean, the games have been exciting. All of the blowouts happened in the first round. And then we obviously saw what the Knicks did to the Celtics. That was obviously a road game for them. We'll see what they can do in game two.
Do you think we get some significant upsets, or is this just a little drama at the front end of the series? Like, do you think the Thunder, the Cavs are down two games now and they got to go to, you know, the Pacers. Do any of these jump out as real upset potential? Like the Knicks, do you think? I don't think the Celtics are missing 45 threes.
No, and even if they go down 0-2, I don't see them losing the series to the Knicks.
I don't either.
And let's not forget, in that game, they had a 20-point lead, yes, in the fourth quarter. I don't know how you lose that in the fourth quarter, but we also know Jalen Brunson, very good in the fourth quarter.
Look, he could win a game and may already have won that first game for them with his effort. I think the Celtics win their series. I'd be a little intrigued by Jokic and the Nuggets pulling off an upset, knowing, hey, they got championship pedigree, mm-hmm, and this Thunder team is a great regular season team. We'll find out if they're a great postseason team. The Cavs thing, I think some of it comes down to, are they going to get healthy? I mean, they're missing three guys last night. If they're not healthy, I mean, they're going to get bounced before they even get their footing.
Yeah, and I think the interesting part about that Denver Nuggets team is, in the matchup with OKC, is our guy better than your guy?
Right.
We got the two-time reigning champ, MVP.
MVP, yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody thinks Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to win it this year. Should he, or is there just fatigue for Jokic? But I think in this series, where you're going to see those guys and Jokic put their best foot forward.
And I'm curious about, do we get 7-7? Like, ultimate parity we've had in the NBA. Do we get a seventh different champion in seven seasons? So right now, who is available to that have won in the previous 6 years is Denver, Boston, and someone else. Warriors,
yes. But they're now down. Looks like they're going to be down. Their 3-point shooter. What's his name again? Steph. Yeah,
because he's got that hamstring.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about the Nuggets is no coach. They changed their coach and GM a week before this playoffs.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, that would be a credible story. I think the Pacers got something going on, and they have a championship proven coach. I think if they play Boston, they're going to give Boston a series.
And Halliburton's having some moments, plural, in this postseason. In hockey, I think some of the storyline is McDavid and the Oilers. Can they finally get over the hump? And then Toronto. Toronto up in their series, finally in the second round. Don't do this, Greg. He's saying, what if they both meet? Then we're guaranteed a Canadian team wins the Stanley Cup.
I wouldn't be against that. I think it'd be fun because I like hockey.
It would be a great story. Yeah, Matthews with McDavid.
Then we wouldn't get Stoney's version of O Canada.
Actually, put that in there. And the pro column.
In Edmonton, they'll be doing radio. How much credit should we give to Ken Holland for this?
Oh, God, 248. They win. He's not the GM.
Jim, I just saw Jim's head explode.
Okay. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, travelers without a real ID will still be allowed to fly, but they should be prepared for some delays and extra identity checks. So today, May 7th, is the deadline to have that real ID. But the head of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, says if you don't have one or another form that's accepted, you still will be able to fly for now. So I was reading a little bit more about what to expect, especially today on this very first day. What's going to happen at airports? So TSA says they are prepared, right? They've been preparing for this day. This is not something that just popped up.
It seems like years.
Like 20 years. I mean, like, it's been in the talks for quite a long time. They said they're confident that day one of enforcement won't bring major delays. They did say, of course, expect some delays. There are some things that even though everyone's prepared, it could still cause some delays. But they did say if you don't have one, make sure you arrive an hour earlier than normal. So about 3 hours before your flight, you should get to the airport. They did say that they will be proactive. They will identify passengers without a real ID compliant ID, possibly direct them to a different area so that they're not slowing down the people who are prepared, ready to go. Not that the other people aren't prepared, but the people who have the real ID. But I still see things going.
Oh, sure. there's going to be questions, concerns, and there could, things could go badly. I do know that, and I looked this up yesterday, I think 73% of Michigan residents already have a real ID compliant
because they
ID.
Have the enhanced license.
Well, they have the enhanced license, which you know gets you that real ID. Mm-hmm. But the 73%, you're also looking at those who are traveling. I think a lot of people who are traveling frequently, obviously this has been a point of emphasis. They've done it already. I think a lot of travelers will actually have this. And
don't underestimate people, John. I think the other thing at play here is they've been talking about this for over a decade, and it always gets pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And as of today, when you're supposed to have it, you still don't have to have it. So it incentivizes people
to not do
to
it,
to never do it.
Those procrastinators are people that just say,
Well, then don't let them fly.
Okay, but I wonder if that percentage of people, 73% or whatever, whatever the percentage is that actual real ID or is that passports, enhanced driver's license, and like, because I have a passport. When I travel,
so
I plan on taking that with me. I don't plan on rushing to the Secretary of State and getting my real ID. I plan on doing that when I'm forced to renew my license.
Right,
I'll
but
go
you
and
don't have
one.
To because you have the passport.
I do. So I'm just, when you said that number, it could be because a lot of those people already had a passport.
I guess where I'm at with this
like
is
like how many people have went and actually done their real ID because they're traveling?
Where I'm at with it is if we're going to do it, let's do it. Turn people away at the airport. Say you're not getting on the plane. You've had a million warnings. You've had all this time. If you don't have a passport, if you don't have a real ID, either we have a deadline or we don't.
Boy, you're a hardline guy.
Or we don't. Or let everybody fly and we don't have to do this stupid charade that everybody's been talking about.
I'm kind of with Jim. We don't respect deadlines at all. It's like, no, this is kind of like Little League where Johnny comes in 3 days late and, I missed the 15 posts out there that I was supposed to sign up by this date.
Yeah,
you screwed yourself.
I get that. I agree. Like, if you do the work, everyone should do the work, right? Like, but
or don't do it because there's plenty of people saying, why are we even doing this?
There would be a lot of chaos at
these
airports.
There already will be.
With that attitude.
Could you imagine telling people
with
go
that
home?
Attitude, right?
Yes.
Go home.
It's a bad attitude.
You got a family trying to go on their vacation.
We're going to Disney. Sorry.
Go home.
Just spent, I don't know how much it is. 20 grand? Well, I don't know. More? I have no idea.
But if you're not going to enforce it, then just don't do this. Then don't have us jump through the hoops.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just telling you. Okay. Hey, this is pretty cool. You can book your wedding at Michigan Central Station.
I saw
this and I thought this would have been really cool, really cool place. Obviously, after all of their renovations were revealed last year, now the building is accepting inquiries for weddings or other events. They say couples who want to get married in 2026 or 27 can submit an inquiry to learn more about all of the options and the prices because those are not available online yet or to the public. They say they have space for events ranging from 100 to 2,000 guests.
Wow.
Yeah, you can use the Grand Hall, the South Concourse, or the outdoor terraces, which is pretty cool.
It's smart. Makes sense. Use the venue for that, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd want to do that. I mean, I actually haven't even seen it in person. I've seen all the pictures, but I think that'd be awesome. I guess that's all I have time for.
The real ID took over. I know. It's a hot story. By the way, if you are at the airport today, we're not going to do like a full topic on it, but if you could text us in some intel from how it's going with the security.
Yeah, we'd love to have an update.
Be very curious how that's going down today at DTW. All right, coming up next, a deal or no deal for the Lions. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's me. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tom's got that printer working overtime. We have pages and pages of ticket texts. We got open lines as well. Deal or no deal?
Mm-hmm.
Next 10 Super Bowls. Decided by AI. The Lions only win one, and it's the 2025 Super Bowl. Would you take this? Deal or no deal? That's the question. 248-539-9797. And I thought this would be so obvious, right? Lions fans are long-suffering. We've waited our entire lives. It's the one title the city hasn't had. If I give you a chance at the Lions Super Bowl, you don't even let me finish the question. You just say yes. And then if I tell you you're not waiting the entire 10 years, you're first in line? Double yes.
And then, you know, for the next 9 years, why watch?
Oh, no. Damn. Am I supposed to be bummed? I just watched my team win a Super Bowl, Summit the Mountain, the thing I've waited my entire life for. And in some cases, your father's life and your grandfather's life, and in some cases, they can't watch it with you. I don't want to wait any longer. Give me the Super Bowl now and give this city the celebration they've always deserved.
Good for you.
John, people are not kind to you because you said no deal.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah, go ahead and read something I don't care about.
Okay. Dear John, they don't have a quarterback to win multiple Super Bowls in the next 10 years. One is their ceiling. Take the deal. John talking about two. Give me one. Foolish talk by a foolish man. Nick. Someone accused you of CTE. Yep, John, CTE is really kicking in.
Okay, well, that one's maybe accurate.
We don't know yet.
Yeah, TBD.
We'll have to wait.
Let it play out.
John is the ultimate dumb Lions fan. Relevancy is not the same as victory. Give me the Super Bowl now, signed Steve. I've spent 31 years on this earth waiting for a Super Bowl. I would take that deal even if it meant the Lions would never win a single game ever again. Give me my Super Bowl. Cash out.
John, I want to try to personalize this for you.
Oh, please do.
Okay, so, you know, your dad, Larry, 73, right?
74.
74, okay. And I mean, getting up there, and my parents are a little bit older than yours, and it, you know, you start thinking, we don't have much longer.
Right. It ends at some point.
Yes. And so we get seven years down the road. I won't put a timeline on this for you, but he's struggling, and you have that last conversation. You're lucky enough to do that. It's not a sudden death.
Yeah.
You're sitting there in the hospital, and he goes, John, the one thing that you just disappointed about is you didn't take the deal. And what would you say to that?
My dad and I would both have our final last good laugh. Because, first of all, he wouldn't say that. Second of all, I'm still not taking the deal. I'm not taking the deal. Because I might win the next three. And dad could be with me. We got memories.
This man's counting not one, not two, not three, not four this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, the CTE comments might be right. Texter says...
Sure, because it's different than yours. Sure. Yeah.
Well, John, I just think it's crazy to turn down a Super Bowl in the city of Detroit. It's borderline blasphemous to say you'd roll the dice when you're guaranteed a Super Bowl.
This should shock no one. Have I ever, Greg and Tom and anyone else, have I ever taken a deal like this? No, I have never taken the minimum and then just said, okay, I don't care if we suck for another 9 years. I don't care what happens. I have always been the guy that said, I don't want the deal because I want to play the games. I want to have the seasons. I want to build the team or rebuild the team. And I want to win more. I'm never, ever going to limit a team or myself to just the bare minimum.
The bare minimum, to clarify, is winning the Super Bowl. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. That the bare minimum in this conversation, what we're settling for, is the greatest accomplishment the city could ever have. Euphoria we would never see again. Your second won't feel the same as your first.
What we need is all of these, and they haven't been that bad, disparaging text messages. And we need a file of this segment so that we can put it in a time capsule and bury it and dig it back up in 10 years. And then let's do this again. And let's find out who was right, who was wrong, who has the biggest regrets.
Well, after every season that they don't win it, we're going to ask you, would you have taken the deal?
Put a tally up on the board. Yeah.
Seriously, so like you are a man of principle and you stick by your word.
I don't doubt he will.
And you budge. And then some of it, I think even stubbornness at times. So, and I'm stubborn with stuff. So,
no.
I just like I thought about this when we've been when we decided to talk about this, I was really thinking, how do I feel? I was sorting it out. I wasn't like a knee-jerk reaction, and what settled it for me was, because I don't believe in giving up like the future to a degree, but the joy that this would bring so many people, the older generation Lions fans that have like, I'm going to guarantee that for people.
Right. But you guys are, the way you're setting this up is that in 2025, we don't win. Or in 10 years, we don't win. Well, in my deal, we might only end up with one. It might not be this year. It might be year 9. It might be year 10. But I'm also leaving open the option, because I like options.
There's going to be a lot of dead people in those 9 years.
Yeah, John. Again, I don't care. I don't care.
Think of the dead, John.
Boomers are getting up there.
That's, again, sorry, you missed out.
It's like, look, the last 50 such years is, of hey, people that died.
Such is life.
I just would point out, when they won a single home playoff game, the emotional outpour in the city, and the stories for just one playoff win about how I'm so happy I could spend this with Dad, or chilling, I'm so disappointed that I couldn't share this with my dad or my grandpa.
I get your point of view of, hey, you can guarantee one, but I'm not going 9 years without, or no chance of ever winning.
I've gone 32 without. I think I'll survive. I just want the one really badly.
Okay, so do I. You're not painting me enough. Okay, well, I want more.
You're not willing to sacrifice enough for it.
I want more.
I get it. Ask Cubs fans.
I don't think you do.
Ask Cubs fans how they feel after the 2016 World Series. I think they're still milking that. I think they're thrilled.
As they should be.
That'd be us.
But the point of that is, the Cubs in 16 were built to wreck the National League for,
years.
I don't know, a decade?
Right. They won one. I mean, sports are littered with teams that you thought, even in football. I mean, the Niners had all pros and 3-4 good cracks at this. They have zero.
Yeah.
That could be us.
Again, I want the opportunity.
Okay.
I'm not going to limit myself. I like options.
I think you're being dumb tough. Something I think you are from time to time. You're tough, but you're being dumb about it.
Yeah,
well. I'll play the games anytime, anywhere. I'll chase 10 Super Bowls. Okay, dude.
Okay, tell me something that's out of character there.
For the second time this week, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed.
Yes.
With the draft and now this, I'm not surprised.
Right next to this.
I'm disappointed.
Put that in the time capsule,
too. Canadian food. We'll save that for the records as well. Phone calls, ticket text, next, 97.1.